born in Chicago, but this is my hometown, man. You can take the man out of the 614, but you can't take the 614 out of the man. Okay, so I love this city, and I love this sanctuary. I'm sorry, I was a little excited, large man with a white shirt over there during worships, because I've encountered the Lord as a teenager time and time again in this room. And so my heart even now is beating like mad quickly because just of what the Lord has done for me in this physical space. How many of you know that the best is yet to come, though? Amen? Amen. Amen. So I just came from a preaching conference in Jacksonville, Florida, where it was, actually I'm not sorry, it was an African-American preaching conference. Bro, best preaching I've ever heard in my life. Anyway, cutting it straight. If you want to check it out, I'm going, so you might as well meet me there. We'll make free Asians. Anyway, so I want to share quickly from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3. Habakkuk, chapter 3. In no shape or form am I trying to give a second sermon, all right? So give me 9 minutes and 50 seconds, because I have a countdown. Come right here, like I promise. Countdown, okay? All right. 3:17, here we go. 3:17. I'm reading from the ESV, but following along whatever translation you have. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, produce of the olive fail, the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. When I left here in 2005, I was excited. Okay. I graduated from high school. My 20-year high school reunion passed by. I didn't go, y'all. All right, but I'm here today because I love y'all, okay? So, I graduated high school when I was 16 years old. Graduated from the Ohio State University when I was 20. Graduated from Ohio State again with my master's when I was 22. Worked at the university for a year. Then the Lord was like, it's time for you to go to seminary. I was like, yes, sir. And I moved to Illinois. And I was like, God, you can use me. All my gifts. Take it all, God. And you know what that translates into? God, I want you to get most of the glory. But I'm going to get some too. That's what that meant. And God had to teach me something. Somebody say, teach me something. That's what the Lord had to do in me. So what happened? So I moved up to Illinois, 05, right? Seminary was like cemetery, so I don't recommend it. My faith was like, just ask Pastor Isaac. It was low point, man, low point, right? I missed this when I was there. I was like, I miss people who just love Jesus, like, tell me some theological, like, you know, what's your systematic theology? I don't know. I just love Jesus. I miss that, right? Because the gospel is for, it's not complicated, right? Right? See, maturity, man, I'm about to preach. Maturity, in the world's eyes, is you got to know more stuff. And when people were like, hey, can you show Jesus? Can you show me what maturity looks like? You know what he said? He's like, oh, little boy, come over here. Sit on my knee. Maturity looks like this. So if you want to know what maturity looks like, why don't you join the Sunday school and see them worshiping? That's what mature worship looks like. I ain't got time for that. Anyway, that was a different sermon. Anyway, so 05, 08, I finished, right? I met this woman at my church. She was mad hot, right? So I hollered at her. No, I'm just sorry. No, that happened for real. She was mad hot. So anyway, so we got married. Okay, we got married. Some of y'all were at the wedding. Okay, we got married here in Columbus. She's from Columbus too, but I didn't know her in Columbus. I met her there in Chicago, and we had two beautiful baby boys, Noah and Jonah. And then in the Thanksgiving of 2012, in marital counseling, she's like, I don't want to do this no more. Marital counselor said, hey, can you just give it another month? So Christmas 2012, she said, I definitely do not want to do this anymore. Sent me into a tailspin. Sent me to this crazy tailspin where I was like, oh no, God. Oh no, you didn't! depart from me, God.
I had a crisis of faith. My fig tree was not blossoming. Ain't no fruit on my vines. Ain't no olives on my olive tree. Ain't no food in my fields. Ain't no nothing in my flock, in my fold. There were no herd in my stalls. I was empty. Somebody say empty. Listen, we sing great songs of faith. And actually, I'm a pastor at a church called Church of the Beloved. And one song that we sing every time we plant a new church, we sing a song called Give Me Jesus. Y'all know that song? The old song is like, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, right? And then in the chorus it says, you can have all this world, but give me Jesus. Beautiful words, right? But I couldn't sing them. You know why? Because when I thought about the world, I thought about my two babies. So you look into the eyes of somebody who's about to get a divorce and say, you should love God more and not love your babies. Where your faith at, 614? Because that's where the rubber meets the road with regards to our faith. You know what I'm saying? Is when you can say, bro, I know it hurts, but there's something better. I know it hurts, but there's something better. I know Friday sucked, but Sunday is coming. Can I get a witness? Amen? Okay, I got two people. It's okay. It's in the Bible. Just read it. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, and produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, and the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. So my ex-wife is a dentist. So here I found myself, 2013, January. The strongest part of my resume was working in a dental office. Okay, because I'd only worked for Ohio State for 1 year. Totally burnt that bridge, right? And I couldn't hold down a ministry job because my family was in shambles, right? So then I applied for this job at this dental office, and I got this job, and these other people, my coworkers, all of them spoke Spanish. I was the only one that didn't speak Spanish, right? They came up to me and they're like, hey, you know, my resume must have been laying down somewhere. They're like, hey, yo, Matt, I heard you had 2 master's degrees. What the heck are you doing working as a receptionist at a dental office? And with brokenness, I said, you know what? And I told them my story. Guess what happened? The strangest thing happened. Ministry happened in this dental office front desk. I shared like, man, this is what I've been going through, man. These 2 babies I missed every single day. I cry over them. I don't get it. Y'all, my faith had been paralyzed. My faith has been paralyzed, and I felt like the paralyzed person. And his 4 friends carried him to Jesus. Y'all remember that story? When they busted through the roof, right? Because it was so packed, staying remotely, right? Busted through the roof, they let him down. And the people in my church reminded me of the sweetness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How many of y'all know that this gospel of Jesus Christ is not just the ABCs of faith? It's the A through Z of faith. So if you graduate from the gospel, you probably graduate from Christianity. For real. For real. Because we come to God by faith and we live by faith, and hallelujah, I will die by faith and see my Savior face to face. Can I get an amen? Mm-hmm. All right, my time's almost done. Pastor, can I get like 2 more minutes? All right, 2 more minutes. So I got 3 more minutes. I got 2 minutes and 55 seconds. Okay, so here I am in this dental office. Guess what? 3 years working for Ohio State, 2 years as a graduate assistant, 1 year as a professional. Never shared the gospel, but they knew I was a Christian. Like, hey, man, Mike, what are you doing tonight? Small group. Hey, what are you doing tonight? Bible study. What are you doing tonight? Men's group. What are you doing this weekend? Church. Like, they knew. They all of them knew I was a Christian. But not once had I opened my mouth about the gospel. But at his dental office, this broken, half Korean, half Chinese, 2 master's degrees, but ashamed of his life, dude, shared the gospel. Because it was the only thing I had. Till it's the only thing you know, then it's not your everything. It's not your everything. Until you can look your brother or sister in the eye who's going through something like this and be able to encourage them with the words of truth, of the gospel,
That Sunday's coming? Because Friday hurts, y'all. That's why when I never realized it. Why Pastor Lee, when I left Columbus, he gave me one verse. 1 Corinthians 2:2. For I resolved to know nothing among you except Christ and Him crucified. I never knew why he gave me that verse until I realized, you know what? See, Paul had, he could have boasted in a lot of things. He had so much eloquence, and his knowledge, it was baller when it comes to knowledge. But homie said, I didn't come to you with eloquence. I came to you with weakness and lowliness, and I proclaimed one message. Christ crucified. You know why? Because the message of brokenness resonates. The message of kindness doesn't. I live in Chicago. People die every week in Chicago. It's a violent place only in certain places. My place is kind of in the middle, so you just gotta watch out. All right? Because I'm poor. I'm not like that. Poor pastor. Crazy rich poor. Crazy poor rich. That's the best way. So, but like, the ministry in this, I'm telling you, going back, the ministry in this office, I'm telling you, my ministry was never more vibrant than when the title was stripped away from me, and all I was a receptionist at a dental office. East Village Dental Center, this is Michael, how can I help you? That's what I said. And every day, you know what I did? It's like, what the heck? How can I bring you glory from this? Guess what? People got saved in that dental office. Not because I was eloquent, but because I was broken. Can I get an amen? That's what God is calling us to. And that's what He's calling our generation to. He's calling the people to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When everybody else was bowing down, they said, you know what, King? We ain't going to bow, homie. Okay? Because the God we serve is able to save us. But even if He doesn't, somebody say, even if He doesn't. Even if He doesn't. I will not bow to your God. I will continue to worship mine. Amen? Amen? That's 12 minutes. That's great. Father God, I thank you for these brothers and sisters. Even now, my heart is just beating so hard because I know you love them. Each one of them are beautiful, called by your name. You call them my precious daughter, my precious son. On a hill, long time ago, you climbed with a big wooden cross on your back. You died for each one of us. You were broken so that our brokenness would be restored and redeemed. You were crucified. You were beaten. It was by your stripes, by your beating, and we are healed. So God, I pray that you remind my brothers and my sisters of the gospel. So sweet. So sweet. Remind us that we are broken people. May you touch the broken people in our lives by the power and the beauty and the majesty of your glory and of your grace. In Jesus' name.